720 WGN, Pete McMurray in the Allstate Skyline Studios. Each weekday morning at 720, we celebrate the most valuable person on the planet. Today, I chose a great friend of mine who works with high school kids, which is, you got to have patience to do that, Dave Bennett. I mean, seriously.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Besides being a great basketball player and the number 5 scorer in DePaul University history, he still has his shot, and I've seen it. He's a killer basketball coach at DePaul College Prep High School, where they're 9-1 overall and 5-0 in the Catholic League. But he is also the director of admissions at DePaul College Prep and works with kids every single day. Our most valuable person on the planet is Coach Tommy Kleinschmidt. Coach, Merry Christmas. How are you?
I'm doing great. Merry Christmas. How are you guys doing this morning?
Well, the reason that I wanted to have you on, Tommy, is because you're such a great role model for these kids. And, you know, when you went to Gordon Tech back in the day, what was that, the early 90s? If someone said you'd be melding Chicago's youth as an older adult, what would you have said?
Yeah, I don't know. That would have been a tough one early on. I needed a lot of help, through Catholic schools at St. John Bosco, grade school, and at Gordon Tech, and then on at Ball University. But, you know, molding me gave me a great foundation, and I'm thrilled to be doing what I'm doing right now, helping young men and women today and getting them ready, preparing them with some life skills.
You know, you're a Chicago guy. Dave Bennett, you've known Tom Kleinschmidt forever.
Sure.
I mean, this is a Chicago guy, and you're a guy that went back to your high school. You're coaching now, but you're also helping these kids. I mean, what's the biggest hurdle nowadays with high school kids?
Can you repeat that? I didn't catch the last part, Pete.
What is the biggest hurdle with high school kids nowadays? Is it electronics? Is it teaching them to be careful with social media? Would that be the biggest problem?
Yeah, part of the biggest problem is the social media aspect of it. You know, they have so many outside sources. They know so much so quick. We've heard it third and fourth hand and didn't really know. They get it in a second with a press of a button. So just trying to make themselves, their resumes online with their social media. It's not coming down or going away. So just really making them aware of who you're with, what you're doing, and kind of staying off that social media.
Yeah, that's the biggest problem, man. I mean, I can see it. My son never watches television now. Everything is on his phone. His phone is in his hand 24/7. We have to teach these kids to put down their phone and have conversation with people.
It's 100% accurate. I mean, just at Christmas dinner, I mean, we have a bunch of teenagers and younger kids in the in the living room or downstairs, and every one of them had their phone, and they're scrolling and they're looking stuff up, and I just couldn't believe it. It really hits you in the face to what's really going on, and the teenagers and the young kids and what they're doing and what they're really all about right now is the social media and the internet. You know, Christmas dinner and the phones are beeping and phones are ringing.
Oh, yeah.
Finally had to tell everybody to turn them off. So
it's a little ridiculous. It's like you're in church. Everybody silence your phones. We're going to eat now and have conversation.
Yes, ridiculous.
It's just crazy. And if you mention DePaul College Prep High School, you need to mention, of course, Dr. Stanton, your new principal, but Mary Dempsey, who was the commissioner of the Chicago Public Library from 94 to 2012 here in Chicago. She is now the president of the school. She's a rock star.
Great leadership. I mean, it starts at the top with Mary Dempsey and Dr. Stanton Anderson, and really trickles down to the faculty and administration. They've done a great job of really setting us up with our partnership with DePaul University, where our kids can go on campus, swipe their ID, and use a lot of the facilities that the college student and university student uses at Lincoln Park. Our curriculum, our ID program, our STEM program, AP classes. We're offering over 37 classes that you can attain college credit for. So they've done a fantastic job of really putting in motion a great curriculum and academics for the kids on the northwest side, giving them a great Catholic school option.
That's awesome. And Dave, they're 9-1. He's 9-1.
And your alma mater, Tom, you got to be fired up about them too. I mean, I know they lost a tough game Saturday to BC, but they've looked really good at home, especially
playing well. You know, the new Wind Trust is really helping. They're collecting some talent. Not only in Chicago with the kid from Uplift, but a kid from Michigan that's going to really help him down the line. So, it's been a little bit longer than some of us wanted, but with the new building, coach is doing a great job, and they're starting to collect some talent, so things are bright there. on the north side, and then on the near south side with the new building. So very excited about DePaul basketball.
That's great stuff. And Tommy, every time we have you on the air, I just got a text from 312. Tommy was an incredible 16-inch softball player.
I don't know about that. I played some defense. I was the opposite of my basketball career. So I played defense in softball but couldn't hit. So I had great fun with those guys in the park, and they had a lot of memorable times at the Park District played 16-inch softball.
You're friends with Carl Maniscalco, who was in the 16-inch softball Hall of Fame, right?
Hall of Fame, correct. Yeah, he's a Gordon guy, and yeah. The older brother, in a sense, to me, really taking me under my his wing. And basketball aspect in life, and then, yeah, at times with softball back in the day. So, great friend of mine. Carl's one of the best.
Carl, of course, Bradley University, Dave, back in the late 70s with Harold McMath. I don't know if you remember that team.
Yes.
Yeah, we can look that up off the air. Most valuable person on the planet, Tom Kleinschmidt. Thank you, Tom.
Guys, thanks for having me. Happy holidays.
Thanks, Tom.
You too. That's our most valuable person on the planet, Tom Kleinschmidt. Great guy. Chicago dude. I love him.
Yes, he is.
All right, quick break. We'll check bottom of the hour news and then Hamp talking Bears on 720 WGN.